has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Pennsylvania State Senate Majority Policy Committee heard testimony today from President Trump and his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, alleging election issues and irregularities substantial enough to overturn Pennsylvania's now certified vote tally. Giuliani says he thinks mail-in ballots were the problem.
This was a terrible mistake, and it allowed the leadership of a party that had become pretty expert at voter fraud to really go wild.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn on Wednesday, taking direct aim in the final days of his administration at a Russia investigation he has long insisted was motivated by political bias. Flynn is the second Trump associate convicted in the Russia probe to be granted clemency by the president. Mr. Trump commuted the sentence of longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. Despite warnings from public health officials to stay home for Thanksgiving because of the coronavirus, millions of Americans are hitting the road.
Many travelers are unwilling to miss out on seeing family and are convinced they can do it safely. AAA spokeswoman Jeanette McGee says there could be up to 50 million Americans traveling for Thanksgiving, with 95% driving to their destinations.
The car just gives you more comfort. It's your own space. You're deciding who you're traveling with, and you're deciding where and when you want to travel.
McGee says this year many of the Thanksgiving visits will be shorter than usual. McGee recommends bringing more food than normal so drivers can cut down on the number of stops they have to make. I'm Mike Hempen.
Those who are flying are witnessing a distinctly 2020 landscape at the nation's airports, including plexiglass barriers in front of the ID stations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 173 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Due to a shortfall of tax revenue caused by the COVID-19 crisis, Clark County has had to withdraw over $11.5 million from a debt reserve account to make December's scheduled bond payment for Allegiant Stadium. The total payment was $16 million, which leaves some $57.3 million in that reserve fund, which was set up by the stadium authority in case the funds were needed to help make monthly bond payments. So, good move. The Nevada Supreme Court has certified the state's election results. President Trump lost the Silver State to former Vice President Joe Biden by 33,000 votes. Nevada's certification comes following Pennsylvania's certification early yesterday and just ahead of Wisconsin and Arizona's certifications. All states that the president lost and the states where GOP and the Trump re-election campaign filed lawsuits challenging the results. The total state turnout this year was 1.4 million Nevada voters, which was 77% of the active voters, besting the nearly 77% cast in the 2016 presidential election. Well, circus casinos, restaurants, and massive sports books have been open since October 28th, so just a friendly reminder.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
In a crash on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Windmill, the left lane is affected there. Also a vehicle fire, that's 95 south. Before Charleston, the right lane is blocked in that one. And do look for reduced speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. Interstate 15 southbound at the 95.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for the day before Thanksgiving 2020. It has been such a sucky, sucky year. A lot of people saying, what do we have to be thankful for? We got a lot to be thankful for. Believe it or not, we'll talk about that as we go along. But I want to welcome in my buddy Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And I'm just guessing he'll be cooking tomorrow. Let's find out. Chuck, good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving, and will you be putting the chef's hat on tomorrow?
And the same to you. And yes, I have a working wife, and so I get to play Mr. Mom tomorrow and prepare the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, that's great. What's on the menu at the Muth household?
What's on the menu is more than 10 guests from more than two families.
Good!
If the governor wishes to send his stormtroopers over, dinner at 7, you know where I live, governor, but we ain't canceling Thanksgiving. Sorry, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, in fact, I've been advising all my friends to make sure you save an extra couple of seats at the table for a Metro when they come knocking on your door.
Yeah, they'll probably want to come in, sit down, have a bite to eat, and then haul us all off to jail.
And take sandwiches to go, yeah, turkey sandwiches
right.
To go. That's always good. What did you make of the governor's pronouncement?
Not much of it all. Of course, it makes absolutely no sense. But then again, nothing that he has done in battling COVID since March the 17th has made any sense. I mean, this is absolutely insane to tell restaurants that you can be open, but now people have to make a reservation before you come into the restaurant. how in the heck does COVID know whether or not you've made a reservation or not and only attacks people who walk into a restaurant? I mean, these things are just so stupid on their face, and then the governor wonders why so many people are resisting and not listening to him. It's because this stuff just defies common sense. To try to tell people that you have to wear a mask in your own home, you'd have to be an idiot to listen to that. Now, I say that almost tongue-in-cheek. I mean, let's face it, if you have people who are highly susceptible to COVID and you choose to wear a mask in your own home, that's fine. God bless you. I don't have a problem with that. But to tell the rest of us that in our own homes we have to wear a mask and think that we're going to obey, I mean, how do you even enforce something like that? It's insane, Kevin, just absolutely insane.
Do we have a feel at all for whether Metro will enforce any of this stuff?
I would be shocked if Metro enforces any of this stuff. What the governor does is he's enlisted in his mask army. I think the city of Las Vegas calls them ambassadors. I mean, they're basically snitches going around to businesses and fining businesses or threatening them with their business license. And to a certain degree, I understand it. They really don't have much of a choice. If they don't do it, the governor is going to clamp down on them. If businesses don't enforce these mandates, they risk fines. So people are doing these things right now, but they're doing it at the point of a gun. And that's just plain wrong. It shouldn't be that way. You look at examples like South Dakota, where you have a real governor, Kristi Noem, who's never shut down her state. She's never implemented a mask mandate. Her unemployment rate, if I remember seeing a statement the other day, was down to 3.6%, while in Nevada, our unemployment rate is second highest in the nation. It's clear that Governor Sisolak has no idea what he's doing. Worse, everything that he is doing is only making a bad situation worse. And you've got other governors who understand that you can't have these kinds of draconian, authoritarian orders and mandates and expect that people are just going to willingly comply. We're Americans. We don't do that.
And what happens in 3 weeks? We just noticed that the numbers went up again today. What happens in 3 weeks if the numbers aren't better?
I think in 3 weeks, the governor will probably do what he always does. He just keeps ratcheting down and doubling down on the bad decisions that he's already made. It wouldn't surprise me if he makes matters worse by going from a 25% capacity. And this shows that this man has absolutely no understanding of the bar and restaurant business whatsoever. To think that it's okay somehow for a restaurant to be open, fully staffed, for 25% capacity. You can't make money doing that way. And if you can't make money, you can't stay in business. You're almost better off shutting everything down again. Although we already saw when he did that, that didn't fix the problem. In fact, I guess his decision on Sunday to do this partial shutdown 2.0 or shutdown light, whatever you want to call it, comes after, I think I read that 97% of businesses who have been investigated and visited by these mask police, 97% were in compliance. Over 80% of people are following the mask requirement. And yet we're still seeing this spike in COVID. You cannot order a virus to stop by government edict. That's just not the way it works. But this governor has no understanding of that whatsoever.
And do we have a handle yet on how many jobs will be lost with this three-week pause? I know just anecdotally that I've been to a couple of different bars and restaurants, and they all say, instead of having two bartenders, we're just going to have one. We're only going to have one bar back, not two. And that there are going to be people that are going to lose hours. They're going to lose money.
The owner has no choice but to lay them off. He cannot keep paying people for work that isn't there because the customer base isn't there. And there's something that I don't think people are quite seeing. I did this yesterday, Kevin. I was supposed to meet some folks at 4 o'clock. We were going to go to your favorite place and my favorite place, Ichabod's.
Yep.
But under this new regime where you have to make a reservation, we weren't sure if we'd be there at 4 or 4:30, and you got to wear the mask in between bites and all. we just decided it's not worth the hassle, and we went to someone's home instead where we wouldn't have to subject ourselves to this stuff. So it really is. It's hurting businesses in ways that this governor simply has no comprehension of.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, and we know that this is going to go on for at least 3 weeks. Is it possible, though, that this thing will go beyond 3 weeks and that either they'll leave us in place or, as you say, ratchet down? Is that really a possibility?
I think it's more than a possibility. I think it's likely that we're going to go 3 weeks, and in the next 3 weeks, you're not going to see any appreciable decrease. And one of the problems is that you've got all these additional cases that they keep reporting because they're only testing people who have symptoms. So, of course, you're going to get a lot of positive results when you're only testing people who have the symptoms and you're testing more people. So, no, I don't see the caseload going down. I think it's the wrong measure, by the way. But I don't see the caseload going down. And I think you're going to see the governor come back in 3 weeks and either make things worse or extend the, quote, pause all the way through till the end of the year, right through Christmas.
Chuck, let me just ask you, we've got three different vaccines that are poised and ready for the FDA to rule on them. 90% efficacy, 95% efficiency. I guess my question is the vaccine going to really make a difference, you think?
I think that it will. I think it absolutely will. I think it's going to give Americans in general who have been inundated with fear by the media over this disease. I mean, we're looking at a virus that has a 99% survivability rate for those under 70. But people are afraid because the media has made them afraid. I think the vaccine is going to give a lot of people a certain level of comfort. I think you're going to see a lot of people get the vaccine, get the shot immediately when it's available. I think you're also going to see, however, a lot of people who will refuse to get the shot when it becomes available. So what do you do then? How will restaurants and bars and conventions and casinos, what do you do with people who come in? Do you now have to have a request or a doctor's note proving that you've been vaccinated before you can come in and walk around without a mask? I mean, it's just going to be a real mess even once the vaccination comes out.
More coming up. We're gonna talk hardball politics, and now politics is being doled out via the court system, and at least the good guys so far are not doing well. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this day before Thanksgiving on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedules, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on the day before Thanksgiving. And so good to have Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And Chuck, it has been a tough, tough couple of weeks for Republicans in court trying to overturn this election. You've been a part of the investigatory process here. Give us where you think we are right now, as Dan Rodheimer, I guess, is the latest to lose a court case that went down this afternoon. Talk about where we are right now.
Well, it's unfortunate. You see all these media reports where these cases are being dismissed or the petitions are being denied. And I don't think the public really understands, and they're not being told this by, you know, the mainstream media. What they, a lot of the public doesn't understand is that these, a lot of these cases and a lot of these arguments are being shot down in the courts over what we laymen would consider technicalities. It's issues of standing. Well, you know, you weren't directly harmed, therefore you're not allowed to bring this case and challenge the election results. Or it's not the proper jurisdiction. You should have brought this claim to the Secretary of State, not the district court. So it's not so much that they're throwing out the argument that, hey, there were some irregularities here that really need to be investigated. It's all on technical legal grounds where we're losing most of these fights. And I'll tell you what, I really wish that we could get through one court in Clark County is to order the Clark County Election Department, the Registrar of Voters, to allow us to have access to the ballot envelopes so that we can compare the signatures on, not the election workers, we, independent observers, can compare the signatures on the envelopes to the signatures that the election workers were looking at that are on file and see whether or not there are differences, I mean, easily distinguishable differences that would call into question whether or not this was a legally cast ballot. And Until you get to that point where you can look at the signatures on the envelopes, it's very, very, very difficult to say we have evidence of voter fraud and illegalities. We have suspicions of it, but when we say that people voted a mail-in ballot who are dead or don't live here anymore, you really don't know that for a fact and have, quote, evidence that you can see in a court until you compare the signatures. And we've seen some examples where the signatures are wildly different between the ballot envelope and the signature on file. So I hope that somewhere, somehow, we get to that point that we can actually see the signatures, because that's the biggest problem that we have.
And by the way, this is not just Democrat judges. Joe Hardy ruled in a case yesterday involving April Becker. And, you know, he's a Republican, supposedly a conservative, and yet he rules against us. That case, by the way, is going to continue on. There will be appeals. There will be contests. There's all kinds of stuff still brewing. Do you know what type of litigation is still ahead? And, by the way, do we have time to do it?
Well, I mean, I think we have time. I think we have to continue doing it, if not to correct the errors that were made in this election, to prevent this election and the disaster that it was from occurring again. And I'm glad you brought that up. The case that Judge Hardy dismissed, it's a perfect example. One of the grounds for dismissing the case was that we had sued the Clark County Election Department, but because we didn't add April Becker's opponent to the lawsuit, Nicole Cannizzaro, the judge said, well, then, you know, this was a wrongfully brought lawsuit. You know, it's those sorts of things. It wasn't so much on the merits that we didn't have a case. It's that we didn't have Nicole Cannizzaro included in the lawsuit. So, I mean, that's the problems with fighting these things out in the legal community. There's so many rules and stipulations that you can't just do what you and I would want to do is, like, get to the bottom of it. Was there election fraud or wasn't there? That's what we want to know.
How do we get a judge, though, and what is it going to take? We've talked about this, gosh, dating back to Sharon Angle in 2010. But how are we going to get a judge to say, let's take precincts, let's take an entire county, and let's audit or look at the ballots somehow to actually flesh out what all these charges are all about?
Yeah, trying to figure that out. I mean, I've been doing this for 2 weeks now with trying to figure out who to sue, on what grounds, whether or not this person has standing or not. I mean, frankly, I'm a voter in Clark County. I would like to see an audit of all the Clark County mail-in ballots. That's, close to 700,000 ballots, if I'm not mistaken. I want to be able to visually inspect all of those signatures. But now, how do you get to that point? Joe Gloria, the Registrar of Voters, isn't going to say, yeah, here, let me open the doors, come on in, here are all the envelopes, take a look. He's not going to do that. A court's going to have to order him to do that. How do you get to that point? You'd have to, in order to do that for Clark County, you'd have to pick a county-wide race, probably a judicial race, that covered all of Clark County in order to be able to inspect all the Clark County votes. Or maybe you have to pick question one, which was decided by, I think, less than 1% of the vote. I think the margin there. But, you know, do I have standing to bring that lawsuit? Does it have to be a candidate who brings that lawsuit? These legal questions are very difficult, and then you get to the other part. They're also expensive. And the other side knows that. We've got to go out and spend thousands upon thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, to retain an attorney to go through this process without knowing whether or not we're going to be successful, if we're going to be thrown out simply on technical grounds. Unless you're individually, personally wealthy and are willing to fund those lawsuits, you got to go out and raise money for that. And right now it's very difficult to raise money for this or any other political cause when the governor's got the state shut down and the economy in a headlock.
Let me just ask you, I've only got a couple of minutes. What do we do in the case of April Becker, Dan Rodheimer, Marchant, Stavros Anthony? It looks like is going to get his special election. But what is there we can do right now, this instant, before we get to the first of the year, and this thing all ends up in a rearview mirror.
I think we just have to keep pounding the table and demanding the changes be made, because it was the Democrats who did this in the legislature.